It's 989-269-GUNS.
Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Cairo. If you're looking for a pickup truck, now's the time to shop at Moore Motors in Cairo. We have the premier model year of the Ram 1500 pickup truck, the 2014 Eco Diesel Crew Cab Truck. See us now with over $4,500 in rebates. If you're looking for a Ford F-150, look no further than Moore Motor Sales. You can save over $10,000 on a super cab with a V8 at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Cairo.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Listening to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mackenzie Price, and Kayla Carson with your call tonight as the Ugly Bearcats travel west to take on the USA Patriots in week number two of the regular season in MHSAA football. We've seen every possible type of weather here in the past 40 minutes, from an absolute thunderstorm with a little bit of a hail over in the USA area to beautiful sunshine to overcast, but the one thing constant is this gosh darn humidity, Dave.
That hasn't stopped either, Clark. The only thing we've missed probably the snow flurries, but I'm sure those are coming up here in the next month or so.
Checking the radar, it might be sooner than just the next month, but who knows. It's now our segment where we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports. We gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them together against each other for bragging rights. Typically, we try and round up as many as possible, but we had to do a little bit of phoning a friend right now. Joining us via the text message from the Herald Daily Tribune, the sports editor who does it all, it is Mr. Paul P. Adams, who's phoning in his call today. And, of course, Dave Hansen going head-to-head in in-game analysis for WLW Sports. As the season progresses, we'll be keeping score, and when the time comes, I will deem a Media Roundtable winner. I was just notified we have enough money in our funds in the budget this year for an actual trophy.
All right.
So it might be a small one, but we do have a trophy this year. So how it works, each media representative picks a final score and a brief explanation. The winner is deemed by selecting the correct winner and having the most accurate point differential. Here's a new rule, though. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will receive the victory for the week.
There's always a catch, isn't there, Clark?
Of course. Dave, why don't you pick it up here?
Well, Clark, I'm going to start out with my take, and I'll take Ubley in a victory this evening over USA. And I got another lower-scoring game. I got 23-14.
23-14.
I got a 9-point differential. So I see a close game. I see Ubley sneaking away with a victory towards the end of 9 points.
And Mr. Paul Adams says Ubley as well, 28-12.
28-12.
So a 16-point spread for Mr. Adams there. Nine points for Dave.
16 difference. Is that how many putts he's planning on having in his round tomorrow for club championship?
It just depends if the club championship's going to go on. Is there still golf? Is there still a golf course over there in Upland?
Oh, there absolutely.
Okay, just checking. I'm not even quite sure what I'm going with. I typically don't pick anyway.
Technically, it doesn't matter if we get it wrong, but you could have two chances to win if you do take a team.
I'm going to take USA. USA by four.
You were going to get USA anyways.
That's very true. I'm going to take USA by 4 points.
Well, okay, you got it.
I don't know what the score is, but it really doesn't matter.
You earned it then.
All right, and of course, if there is a tie in any situation, whether it be the team and or point differential, whoever scores closest to the actual score, based on the game's winning team, will be used to deem the winner's team's winner. That really doesn't matter at this point. Anyway, let's take a look at other area games going on in the region. Let's start out with eight-man football, three of them going on tonight. Kingston at Deckerville, North Huron at Peck, Dryden at Caseville. Let's start out Kingston at Deckerville. Deckerville, of course, coming off a state championship 2 years ago now. Last year had a little bit of a rebuilding year. Last week swept, and actually I think it was a shutout, was it, of North Huron?
I believe it was, and they probably would prefer to call it a reloading season, Clark, as they're ready to take the eight-man football by storm again this year. I'd like them to beat Kingston in this game, Clark.
All right, North Huron at Peck. I've heard that Peck has – they were, of course, last year's state champion in eight-man football. This year they're coming back just as strong.
Just as strong and ready to defend their title again this year. North Huron coming off a tough loss against Deckerville last week. Looking like another tough loss this week. I'll take Peck, victor at home there.
And, of course, Dryden at Caseville. And I'd like to point out both of these teams undefeated. Caseville got a victory last week over Akron Fairgrove, according to MHSAA.com, 42-12. Caseville, the small engine that could, gets the victory. Comes out 1-0, and now they're taking on Dryden in Caseville tonight under the lights.
Yeah, it should be another great game. Dryden, again, a team that also looking to get things going for their program as well. You know what? I like the team that's on a roll, Clark. I will take Caseville at home under the lights to go 2-0.
Oh, boy. All right. I like your style. Now let's throw three men or more on the field, and let's take a look at 11-man football. Marlette at Bad Axe. Marlette 1-0, Bad Axe 0-1.
Yeah, just not seeing enough quite yet out of Bad Axe to choose them at home. I'll take Marlette on the road.
And, of course, Bad Axe coming off a shellacking from Harbor Beach last week. Memphis against Cass City. Both teams 1-0. Cass City, of course, the past 2 years come out 0-2, and they have to come out of a hole. This year, they beat Brown City, and here they are rolling.
Here they are in Memphis again, a team that has been moved over to this conference now with Harbor Beach and Ubley and them guys. Another team that is much improved. I still am saying Cass City is the real deal. They're a good team. I'm going to pick them in a good game against Memphis.
Brown City at Lakers.
Oh, Lakers is as good as you're going to see this year next to Harbor Beach. They are going to win this game, no problem.
And next on our field here, we actually have a game that hasn't taken place since about early 1950s, 1951, I do believe, is the last time these two teams played. Harbor Beach and Vassar.
Yeah, Vassar, again, we've all talked about Harbor Beach making these playoff runs the last couple of years. All signs point to them being very strong again. Vassar, as strong as they've been in a few years, should be an absolute brawl. Got to take Harbor Beach in this one until somebody proves to me that they are not the best team in the area, Clark.
And we will have scoring updates on that one as well from Vassar, Michigan. And our last game that we need to look over here besides the game away we're calling here, Sandusky and Reese at Reese.
Again, another game that I really tossed around, Clark, thinking about, you know, Sandusky gets a win first game. Very handily gets a win their first week. Reese, definitely in a rebuilding year, but it's still Reese. They're always a quality ball club. A lot of respect for that program. I'm going to stick with the team that's got their first win. I'll take Sandusky over Reese on the road.
And Reese has lost a lot in the past. And I had the opportunity to watch Sandusky here in USA last week as they brought the victory home against USA 38-6. And I was very impressed with Sandusky's backfield. They had a lot of strong horses as well. They could throw the ball when they needed to. And they were firing in all cylinders. That will be tested as they go to a very tough place to play in Reese.
And that always is going to make Reese tough. Even in a year where they may be down a few athletes at home, that crowd, they are still a tough team to beat. In Reese.
It's like going to Oregon to play the Ducks.
It will be loud and colorful there as well, Clark.
We'll get to that one in just a bit as we're taking time for another break on the WLG Sports Network. Ubley in USA is only 24 minutes away from starting.